Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Joe Knight back on the show. Joe is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a small business owner, just like you, has more than one small business, including a manufacturing company. But he also is the CFO and co-owner of a company called Setpoint, which helps people like you and me get the financial part of our business under control. He is the author, co-author, along with Roger Thomas and Brad Angus, of the book Project Management for Profit, which is literally launching on our show right now. Joe Knight, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, good to have you back. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks. It's been a good project. We've enjoyed doing it this last year.
Hey, Joe, we're going to talk about project management in a little bit, but before we do that, I want you to do something for us this segment that I love having my Brain Trust members do. You just got back from Europe. You were in England, Stockholm, Sweden, and in Spain in the last month or so. And as we know, Europe's kind of a basket case right now. And I'd like for you to give us a little tour of what you found, what you saw over there, what you think about what's happening in Europe right now.
You know, it's interesting to talk to the people. I was teaching for some corporate clients and definitely in the business environment, and there's a lot of fear in Spain. One of the things I've learned teaching finance is there's a lot of misunderstanding about the crisis and what's happening, and they rely on the media for their stories, just like we do in the United States. And people are asking a lot of questions about the Spain banking crisis and how that can affect everybody and how the problems with the euro affect things. And when there's fear and when there's misunderstanding, when people don't understand what's happening in the financial systems, they stop buying, they stop purchasing, and it affects their economies. It's Spain, the unemployment rate when I was there was trending up towards 30%.
Wow.
Which is devastating to that country. And at the same time, you know, there's so much uncertainty about the banking system. It was really funny when we talk about it, a lot of people wanted to change the subject to the Euro Cup. that was the other big story.
But you know, in the last few days, Spain has officially asked for help for their banks.
Yeah, and that was in the process when I was there. There's a lot of questions about that. People don't understand the basics of a balance sheet and what happens when a bank gets in trouble and why it affects their economy. They just get scared. They get nervous and they stop buying. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And you could really feel that fear. You know, it was interesting. In one of my classes in Spain, I had several Spanish people, but I also had a few Germans. And there's a little bit of an edge there. You could feel just a slight bit of tension.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we having to pick this up
right.
For you? And the economy of these countries is now...
The Germans are basically having to be the big brother of the rest of Europe, aren't they?
That's exactly right. And so I saw that dynamic on a very personal level with these business people that I was working with. And I think that's going to have to work its way out. And it's interesting how in a worldwide economy, those kinds of hiccups actually can affect us and are affecting us and
right.
affect our markets. But it was very interesting to see that fear and the worry on the faces of the people who were executives and successful business
people. Did you see that same thing in London and Stockholm?
I saw less of it in London and a little bit in Stockholm. A little bit of a feel for that in Stockholm, but
mostly because those are even if they're not as directly connected to southern. Europe as Germany is, those are still their customers, aren't they?
Yeah. I saw less of it in London. Of course, when I was in London, I was in there for the week of the Jubilee.
Oh, yeah.
It was all about the Queen and that
right.
kind of stuff. But you felt a little, they seemed a little insulated. I think that the talk there was, we have our own currency, we're not part of the EU. And
I think England's acting like, weren't we smart not to do this, not to join them?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it was an interesting trip, and I think, you know, I think we should understand what's going on in Europe and the challenges that the EU has.
Quickly, what do you think is the biggest impact of what's going on over there with businesses, small businesses in America?
Well, I think when the banking system struggling in Europe, and the biggest banks in the United States are involved with some of the funding and everything else, it certainly continues to make it difficult to get financing in the United States.
Right, right.
And I think, you know, I'm in the middle of some financing right now, and some of my businesses, and it's as tough as it's ever been to get financing.
Yep.
And I do believe there's an after effect from what's happening in Europe.
There's a connection between your small business and what's happening in Europe. Very interesting.
The book
is called Project Management for Profit, brand spanking new, literally launching it on our show today. We're going to come back and talk about some of the things that Joe's going to help us understand how project management and your growth is connected. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.